Welcome to Discover the Hidden Profits in Your Business with Business Optimizer Coach Stacy Hyland. For almost a decade, Stacy has been helping six, seven-figure entrepreneurs with powerful marketing and sales strategies to get more clients, more profit, and more time off to enjoy who and what they love. Stacy is the founder and host of the Business Optimization Week, an annual online event featuring leading-edge business growth experts. She is a sought-after international speaker who was chosen by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert G. Allen as a speaker for the promotional tour of their New York Times best-selling book, 1 Minute Millionaire. She is also a contributing author to Living an Extraordinary Life. Stacy also provides high-level business coaching on sales and marketing through Chet Holmes and Tony Robbins' business coaching company, Business Breakthroughs International. Here now is Stacy Hyland with Discover the Hidden Profits in Your Business.
Now, I know you have worked with hundreds of business owners. What are the mistakes that you see business owners making over and over again?
You know, and I think a lot of business owners think they're alone with the frustrations they have right now, and they don't realize that it's, you know, I've seen hundreds of business owners, and not just beginning business owners, but people that are already successful, that already have, you know, million-dollar businesses that are still struggling and making these same mistakes. So I'm going to outline four of those for us today. The first one is a lack of strategic planning. Now, most entrepreneurs are in a reactive phase instead of proactive. So, for example, a prospect says no to you, and you don't make the sale, and instead of having something, you know, a down sale or another strategy in place to salvage that sale or that hot prospect, you end up going back after to try to figure out what to do about it. So it's kind of like when, you know, a cute girl says something to you and you have nothing to come back, and you don't know what to say until, you know, later that night. It's the same thing with your prospects, and people are making that kind of mistake, that they're not thinking ahead. And because you don't have a plan in place, that you don't get to leverage that client. Because you have somebody that is interested in your product, that they've been talking to you or your salesperson, and that's when they're, you know, they have the best potential of buying something from you, is when their interest is the highest. So by letting that person go without a plan in place is really costing you a lot of money. The second mistake that I see entrepreneurs making is that they're too busy working in their business versus on their business. So to give you a little definition about this, Michael Gerber, who wrote The E-Myth, has a whole series of books on the subject. So if you're not familiar with that, I would suggest you check that out. It's an excellent resource. But let me just give you an example of what that would be. Working in the business is when you are doing the technical skills of your business. So, for example, if you're a web designer, it's when you're building web pages. If you are a landscaper, it's when you're out there doing the landscaping. It's when you're doing the things like billing and taking care of the clients. It's not working on the business, which is the things that you do to make your business grow. And people are spending, you know, 99% of the time working in the business versus having a healthy mix that keeps your funnel flowing, that keeps the clients coming in the door. And what happens is they work in the business so much, you know, they're busy, they have lots of clients, and then when everything dries up, then what happens is they run to try to figure out how to get more clients in the door, and that's that whole feast or famine cycle that I talk about. The third area of problems that people have in their businesses is that they have a lack of accountability. And this is a big challenge, because a lot of times people went into business because they want to be their own boss. But when we become our own boss, we don't have a boss. You know, we're a culture of, you know, accountability. We're used to from the time when we were children working, you know, with our parents were keeping us accountable to doing what we needed to do, and then our teachers and, you know, sports coaches. So and then we, you know, get into a professional relationship, we have bosses and superiors that keep us on track. Once you become the boss, then there's nobody to keep you on track. And what happens because of that is that you have poor implementation. And this is something that I really struggled with. So that's why I'm good at teaching this. You know, you can have thousands of wonderful marketing ideas. You can have the best marketing calendar in the world, but it's useless unless you implement it. And that's, you know, that's something I've really struggled with in years past, is that I would go to all of these marketing seminars. I was spending thousands of dollars per year on the marketing, and I was helping my clients with their marketing. I was spending, helping them get clients, helping them grow and, really expand. But I was struggling with doing my own implementation. So that's why I'm so passionate about helping other entrepreneurs do that. The third thing with the lack of accountability is that most business owners don't have any tracking in place. They may have tracking in place for salespeople or inside or outside salespeople, but they don't have any tracking in place for other people within the organization to have,